Neighborhood Voice explores community issues through the lens of local residents. We've spent time talking with entrepreneurs about their experiences running small businesses and how they've adapted during the pandemic. Now we're getting local perspectives on COVID-19, the vaccine, and barriers to accessing it. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week I'm joined by Jeffrey Edwards of Gary Community Partnership. Thank you for joining me, Jeffrey.
Thank you for allowing me to be here, Erica.
You have a big community and back-to-school health fair coming up. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So it's called a 3K Run, Jog, Walk, Health, and Back-to-School Fair. It's scheduled for Saturday, July 31st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Railcat Stadium. And we have some of our amazing partners who've come along with us. We have Methodist Hospital. They'll be providing blood testing, so they'll be testing for cholesterol, glucose levels, and most importantly, male PSA. They'll also be providing coupons for mammograms and CT scans. We also have Community Health Net. They'll be providing sports physicals and vision screenings. We have Merrim Health. They'll be doing COVID-19 testing and other vaccinations. They'll also be doing blood pressure screening. And we have Edgewater Mental Health Awareness of NWI, and Michiana Behavioral Health. And all of those organizations will be providing information on their various health services. We have nurse family practitioners, and they have an amazing program for first-time moms. And we have Northwest Indiana Community Action, and they have information on WIC, home health care services, and most importantly, caregiver health, which is kind of, you know, close to me because my family takes care of our parents. And so it's quite important that that caregiver take care of themselves. And so there are programs that they're going to be explaining at this event for caregivers. Let me see. We have nurse family practitioners. So they'll have some information again about first-time moms. This service, actually, when I was speaking with them about it, actually blew me away. So the nurse actually works with the first-time mom for like 3 years. And so it helps the mom with everything from education to housing to childcare. I mean, it's just an amazing program. I'd never heard of it before.
Now, is that the one through Goodwill also has a
I believe they're kind of, yeah, I believe they're like, they work
under
together.
The umbrella,
yeah, yeah,
of that. And you're right, that's so important because we think about support for new moms, and generally it's focused on the pregnancy and prenatal, mm-hmm. and then
yeah.
that baby comes, and then where
luck.
Is everyone?
right.
So I think, you know, that support long after the pregnancy is mm-hmm. is so important.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have, you know, barbers, and then we have yoga, we have some other health-related activities, we have Zumba, and then we're also going to be providing healthy beverage options. So one of the big things around this whole COVID-19, you know, and bringing about, you know, these underlying health conditions is really changing our behaviors and mm-hmm. changing the things that we do. So we're going to be offering some healthy beverages, very simple to make. We're going to be, they're going to be juices. So it's all freshly juiced vegetables, and you mix in some fruits in it, and it's amazing.
And who will be there doing the juice station or vendor booth?
So Mary Fagan, she's a holistic, she has a holistic practice. She's going to actually be doing the Zumba, and she's going to be having services to talk about healthy living and even the vegetable juicing and what the various colors of the vegetables mean. So she's going to be kind of anchoring that whole process.
You have a lot of partners in this, and was this the is? Am I right that this is the first year that
this
you
is our first year
hosted it? And this so, why do you year. Think people were so eager to partner on this first, you know, back to school health fair for Gary Community Partnership?
Well, there are a couple different things. One, I mean, the organization Gary Community Partnership. So it's I mean, our core.
It's in
partnering.
Your name.
Our core is partnering and you know, just bringing people together and then people seeing, hey, this group, they actually are doing it consistently. And so given the fact that, you know, we're having this health fair, and we've also combined it with the back-to-school element. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect opportunity for the community to come out and for these organizations that provide these services, you know, to come together for a common and productive purpose.
Yeah, and an opportunity for students who will be going back to school in the fall to get their vaccines before they go back.
Absolutely.
And you're taking a sounds like a whole health approach.
We are.
With traditional medicine, active lifestyle, healthy mm-hmm. eating, and mm-hmm. really looking at, you know, the whole health approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so why was it important for you to include some of the stations that you did, like having the COVID immunizations, having a juicing component? Why mm-hmm. were those pieces important to you?
Well, I think because, you know, we have to be educated. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. living in a city, and when you're in a environment where you don't have access to just all of these healthy options on every corner, you have to be intentional about it. Mm-hmm. And so even before you're intentional, you have to be exposed. So we want to bring that exposure to give people at least the opportunity to say, you know what, this isn't bad at all. And so once you get that exposure, you know, you can then get some buy-in and you can then change the way people look at things.
So what do you say? You work with a lot of young people. What mm-hmm. do you say to the young people that you know who are either hesitant about getting the vaccine or are hesitant even about, you know, drinking a green juice?
I think that in order for them, I don't think you're going to be able to talk the whole juicing thing through. I think they have to experience. It's kind of like the military. You can't really talk about it. You have to experience it. But the whole, you know, kind of COVID vaccine component of it, initially, I'm going to be transparent, I was not a proponent of getting vaccinated. I didn't. The one thing that influenced me to do it was the fact that my sister, who is a primary caretaker for our parents, she called and asked if I could come down and, you know, help her take care of our parents. And I was like, whoa, I don't have the vaccination. And she wasn't thinking like, yeah, well, you just, that's fine, don't worry about coming down. No, she said, well, get the vaccination.
Yeah.
So I thought about it, and then I really had to consider this isn't about me. This is about the people who I potentially can impact. So for all the young people who are, you know, hesitant, and there is a rumor mill that you wouldn't believe about why you shouldn't do it, it's not about you as an individual. It's about the impact that you have on others. If you can just imagine, you know, you're living your best life, but you come home, and at that point, your parents get sick, your mom gets sick, your grandma gets sick. There is no I'm sorry. There is mm-hmm. no, let me do this over. That's it. It's done. So being conscious about your responsibility to society, to your family, you know, that's the one thing that I would say. That's the one thing that I would tell them is that this is not about you and about how you feel. This is about the impact that you can have on those who don't have the luxury of just being healthy and mm-hmm. being able to get past this.
Yeah, protecting the people around us who mm-hmm. are vulnerable. And I think it's so important for us to share our personal reasons why we get vaccinated, because that's really what connects mm-hmm. with people. It's not the advertisements that you see from celebrities yeah. or politicians. It really yeah. is hearing the personal reasons from the people around you yeah. and, you know, why they chose to protect themselves and their loved ones mm-hmm. and so they could be back with their families, like you
Absolutely.
Said, you know, go down and take care of your parents when
Absolutely.
They needed you.
With confidence.
So the mission of Gary Community Partnership is to change the culture of the community by investing and empowering youth. So in what ways are you carrying out that mission?
Well, so I'm going to kind of go back to where we got started. So we got started when I moved to Gary back in 2015, and we have 5 abandoned properties on our block. And, you know, the neighborhood is nice, but these 5 houses are just unbelievable. And so I took my sons down there, and we just started cutting the grass. And it took me about a year, And then I finally realized, aha, this is why these houses look like that, because one person can't do this. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea behind behind the name Gary Community Partnership, is that this has to be a community effort. This can't be something that one person is doing. You know, we can't do everything, but we all could do something. And so that created the name. So what I started doing was really engaging young people and getting them involved in the community. And so you have to have some type of carrot, something to draw. And initially, McDonald's was our partner. And they're the ones who helped us out with those kids. This is before we were a nonprofit or anything. This was just Jeff the kids and the local kids on the block. And then, you know, I saw the kids coming along, and I'm like, okay, now I need some help. I can't do this by myself. Mm-hmm. So then I said, you know, talk to some other neighbors, and they were like, okay, you're committed. I'm going to be committed too. And so we created a nonprofit, and I want to give a shout out to Legacy, because Legacy was the first organization to really support this vision. Without Legacy, we would not even be here. So shout out to the Legacy Foundation for all of your support that you guys have given us.
And I know you're doing a lot to restore parks, do community cleanups, as you mentioned, as you started with your sons when mm-hmm. you first moved to your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you have a beautiful native garden, a CSA program for mm-hmm. flowers. Mm-hmm. So can you talk more about the kind of environmental component of your organization?
Sure. So, you know, the environment is it's a major part of how we live, the environment that we live in. You know, whether it's your environment in your home or your environment outside, your environment is a part of you. And so understanding that and knowing that, to me, it's like this has to be a central focus for us. You know, we're going to move past the outdoor environment, because we actually are going to start dealing with other aspects of the environment. But for now, you know, talking about the physical environment, what you see impacts how you behave, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, how you see your environment, it will impact the way you act. And I've seen this every single year when we clean up. When we clean up, even if you look at the park, when we clean up the park, when we clean up the neighborhoods, you don't have people throwing trash down anymore. Why? Because the environment is different. Mm-hmm. And people recognize that. We didn't go through any training. We didn't do anything. It's just that the behavior automatically changed because they see that someone cares. And so without even knowing it, you know, the behavior changed. So it's important, and it was core to me when we started this, that we look at this environment and that we change it. And that's how we change the culture. You know, it's how we see things and what we do and how we act.
And so you do sell flowers as part of to raise funds for mm-hmm. your organizations, and they're beautiful bouquets. Mm-hmm. If someone wanted to order flowers from your organization, how would they do that?
So they just simply go to our website, www.garycommunitypartnership.com. The link is on the main page. So you'll just see, the first heading is our health fair, because that's the one that's being promoted the most. But right up under that, directly under that, you'll see a link for our flower garden, our floral farm. And you can go to the page and you can see the activity that we're doing, because we just have a lot of amazing things going on. We have a lot of youth coming along, and we're teaching them about floral culture, and they're earning money. And this is an opportunity that they could parlay into a career. So, if they go to the website, that right there is the keys to the door.
Mm-hmm. And you're using the young people who volunteer with you to harvest those flowers and deliver bouquets.
Our Saturday morning program, it's the same thing during the week. So our program starts at 7 a.m. and it's, you know, from 7 to 9:30. We do that same type of, approach during the week. So the youth come out, they sign up. They come out, they work in the garden for 2 hours, and they earn their stipend. And so it works together. So, you know, they earn more based on their level of participation. Mm-hmm. So whereas it may take them, 8 weeks to earn the extra $5, if they work during the week, it won't take 8 weeks. You see what I'm saying? You almost cut it in half. Mm-hmm. So some of the kids, you know, some of the youth, they understand that and they're taking advantage of it. So it's, you know, but it's still good. It's still a good opportunity for them to be exposed and to learn different things about floriculture.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
One last thing I didn't say. So if you are participating in the blood services, if you want to have cholesterol check or if you want to do PSA, there is a 12-hour fasting required. It says it on our website. So when you go to sign up, you'll see it. But I just want to say it here. You will have to do the 12-hour fasting. Just, you know, if you go to the doctor and you want to get your glucose level checked, they're going to say you have to fast for 12 hours. It's the exact same thing here. But I just wanted to put that out there.
And remind us again of the date, the time, and the location.
The date is July 31st. Time is 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. And it's at Gary's Railcat Stadium.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for joining us on Neighborhood Voice.
Thank you, Erica.
You can visit OurShot219.com for information about local COVID-19 resources in Northwest Indiana. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.